boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm back. Yay. Hi. I was off yesterday, and what I was doing was I was part of my boyfriend's family photos. Which, you know, I was like, not nervous. I don't want to say I was nervous about it because I know his family, but It just is like, I don't want to be doing too much.
She doesn't want to intrude.
I don't want to intrude. It was so nice of them to invite me to be part of it, but I was like, I don't really know what to expect. Obviously, I figured they would take some photos of just the family alone. They brought their family dog, which was awesome.
That's cute.
Because when they were taking photos and the dog wasn't in it, I got to hang out with Louie and make sure he was like doing okay. So that gave me something to do when I was not in the photos. I was a little shocked though when the photographer was like, oh, let's get some of just you and your boyfriend. I was like, oh, okay, this is weird because me and them don't really take photos ever. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a thought. We just don't think to do it. I don't know. So we're like sat together on this like lovely little prop couch. And I realized in that moment, I can't do this.
Why?
I am awkward. I will admit that I am an awkward person, especially if somebody has a camera in front of me. I'm going to freeze up and forget that I have limbs. Like, okay. She's like, okay, now point your foot and move that leg in. And I'm like, do I have one? Where's my foot? I don't know. I got nervous. And then she's like, now lay your head on his shoulder and look at each other adoringly.
Oh, I think you're gonna say like you're in love, and I'm like, I figured you just were like, I forgot what's love.
Same type of thing. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to make like fun of it because, you know, his parents are right there, but we're so not those people. We are not PDA people. So I like look, and he is just making the dweebiest face at me. I'm like, dude, now I can't even be serious. So that she sent the like gallery afterwards. We look like doofuses, dude.
Do you really?
We almost look more like siblings who are just making fun of each other because he's making a dorky face at me. I'm like half laughing, half annoyed because he's making a stupid face at me. I'm like, there is no hope of engagement photos ever in the future. By God, if we ever got married, who knows what those would turn out like. I'm like, I think we should just leave those to be memories. Because I can't take it seriously.
No, you know what I think you should do? I don't know if you follow this account on Instagram, but it's one of my favorite accounts to follow. I forget what the account is called, but I think it's like siblings or dating.
Oh, God.
But people send in photos, and there are photos of like the two of them, and then you have to try to figure out if they are dating or if they are siblings, and you scroll through, and then they end up telling you whether or not they are siblings or dating. And I would really love to see if people think you are siblings or if you are in fact dating.
I feel like we could be put on there because I also asked him afterwards, oh my God, do we look like siblings? Because we both have dark hair.
Yeah, you probably.
You start to worry. Like, oh God, do we look too much alike?
Can you please, for the love of God, send it in?
I might have to submit one.
Then I am totally going to write siblings on there just to mess with you.
Honestly, it's deserved.
Here's what's hot. And what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I took the day off yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and Kate from Weekends and the Z102.9 Street Team stepped in and co-hosted with you.
Yep.
Shout out, Kate. Thanks so much for covering my butt. Appreciate it. But you were telling me that you had a bit of a old person moment,
mm-hmm.
because she was saying something to you and you didn't really understand it.
Correct.
Okay, let's re-listen to that moment.
Kate is filling in for Tate. I don't even know who my co-host is.
It's our ship name, me and Taylor.
Yeah, she said it's our ship name, and then she said I'm shipping us, and then that's not the first time I've heard something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing people say something about the exact like that word or that phrase ship. And it's about the Dancing with the Stars couple. It's Sasha and
Jen.
Yeah, they keep everybody. Every time I see those two, and it's an interview of those two, they're like, "Oh, everybody's like shipping this relationship." I don't understand what this means.
Okay, I'm happy to break this down for you.
Please.
Kind of. I don't even know if I would say it's a Gen Z term, because I'm not going to lie, I've known about this for several years. Okay.
Okay.
So let me just break it down for anybody that's a little confused. I looked on Urban Dictionary to give you the most official.
Thank you.
Definition. So shipping is the act of one wanting / supporting two individuals to be involved in a romantic relationship. Okay.
Okay.
You're like cheering them on. Oh, I ship you guys. Now, why is it called shipping? Well, because of the word relationship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Like, I ship you two. I really want you to be together. Oh, you're just so cute. It just doesn't make any sense to me that you're not together. So a lot of times it does come from like fandoms, like you're saying, Dancing with the Stars. That's uh-huh. always a thing on that show where uh-huh. there's showmances and people are like, oh, I ship them. I really do. But I feel like it, I remember it from like old YouTube days, like whoever your favorite YouTuber was, if they had somebody else in a video, people would be like, oh, I ship you guys. Or even like, I don't know, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles before they ever confirmed anything. Oh, I ship the two of you together. That's what shipping is.
So you can say ship or shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
I ship the two of you. Oh, I'm shipping Destiny and Post Malone.
Oh, please. I wish that every day.
So you ship yourself.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It was the weirdest thing at the gym today. Straight crickets.
Crickets in the gym?
It was an
invasion
of crickets. No, there was nobody at the gym this morning for a solid.
Oh, nice.
I know. Like 20 minutes, which was weird.
Because that's not really normal in your gym?
No. Yeah, I've got names for everybody, right?
Yes.
You've
code
got
names.
Code names. You've got Anna. You've got Coach. You've got
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, we got to have names for everybody. None of them were there this morning. I was like, where are you guys all at? Sleeping in?
Maybe.
Maybe they were. That's fine. It's fine. Take a day. Usually Wednesday's my day where I sleep in, right?
Uh-huh.
But it was nobody there this morning, which was super weird. So it was just me and neighbor man. And I'm like, what do we do?
What do you mean, what do we do?
I don't know. What do we do when we have the gym by ourselves? I didn't know what we do with this moment. Do we take cute gym selfies together as a couple? We've never done that before. Well, we kind of did. We sort of did it one time. And then I looked stupid, so I deleted the photos.
Oh, jeez.
Because I didn't like them. But then I was like, what do we do? Or do I have him teach me things that I'm embarrassed about? Mm. You know, because there's some things that I've always wanted to do squats with the bar, you know? What are they? I don't know what it's called.
I'm getting a live demonstration that I truly wish you all could see.
I don't know. It's a bar and I want to do squats with it. But yeah. I'm too embarrassed to do it myself in the gym. But this would be a prime opportunity for him to show me how to use the bar and do some squats.
Right. Oh, man. I feel like this is like the dream, especially for those of us who are a little shy at the gym. And I've only had it happen once. I think me and my boyfriend went like late at night, mm-hmm. 11 o'clock probably. And it was completely empty, which was so cool. We both just kind of like did our thing. But what I liked is that we could yell at each other.
Wait, what? I want to do this.
Like normally anytime.
No, I'm just kidding. I was
gonna
say,
no, we're not like having a fight, you know?
You go, babe.
What?
Is that what you did?
No, it was more so like anytime that we're there and there's
more
people there. Well, kind of.
Really?
Because we kind of have like hand signals to each other. Like, are you done yet? Like we like.
That's what we do at the gym.
And he'll be like, oh, one more set and like hold up how many, whatever. We could like communicate that way. But it's nice when nobody else is there. I can like pull out my AirPod and be like, can you hurry up? I've been done for 20 minutes. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. And I don't have to worry about anybody. Because my fear is, like, I know since there are people who can get into our gym 24 hours a day, they probably have cameras in there. So I don't want to do anything too embarrassing. I think I hung on the pull-up bar, which is not something I've ever done when people are there. Otherwise, I just like to use that time to openly yell to each other because it's fun.
I think it would have been cool if you acted like personal like trainers to each other.
Oh, I don't know
anything. 10 more, babe. 10 more. Let's go.
Mm.
You could do 20 more pounds, you wimp. That would have been cool.
Oh, That doesn't sound like fun to me.
No, what I ended up doing in those opportunities, I tried jump roping.
Oh, how nice. That was it?
It was humbling.
Okay. Glad you were by yourself. I feel like I need to put my hood up because I am quite honestly ashamed to be out in public today. Okay, so I've been taking these dance classes for adults, which has been a lot of fun after work. But I had the day off yesterday and I was like, you know what? I never get to go to classes on Mondays. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to go to a dance class. Now, it's Halloween week, right? And in a couple of the classes that I went to last week, they were like, oh, feel free to dress up if you want. We'll do like some fun Halloween themed songs and stuff. And I didn't really think much of that because I was like, how full out could people really be going with these Halloween costumes for dance class? I don't know. I'll wear one of my spooky t-shirts and call it a day. So I last minute decided to go to class last night. And I walk in, and I'm not kidding, every single person had clown makeup on.
Why clown?
Except me.
Why clown?
So,
like legit clown, or are you just saying clown?
No, I mean like spooky clown makeup. It was amazing. It was like stuff you see on TikTok. They had gems glued to their face. Like everybody looked so cool. And I came walking in looking like me, which is scary in a different way. But I just was like, oh crap. I totally missed a memo somewhere. Like, did they send out something that I didn't read? Like, I don't normally come on Mondays. Like, where did I miss? Where have I gone wrong? Everybody is a clown in the hottest way, and I'm not. And I realize there's a Facebook group that I was not a part of. I didn't know it existed, where I guess sometimes the teachers of these classes will post and be like, hey, we're doing like a clown theme tonight if you want to show up in a clown outfit or an angel outfit or whatever it may be. That's where people see it. I didn't know about the Facebook group. I should have, because when I joined the studio, they tell you about it, that you should join the Facebook group to be in the loop. So I stood in the back the whole time because I felt so stupid.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did. You know, this reminds me of the scene in Legally Blonde, my favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where they told her to come to the party and dress up in a Halloween costume. And nobody was in a Halloween costume.
It was exactly that, except the opposite.
But you didn't get to say the iconic line.
What's the iconic line?
Except for when I dress up as a frigid. And I can't say the next line.
Shoot.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon. On Z102.9.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I got some bad news.
Yeah.
Right outside the window is the original birdhouse that I believe the Fix It Fellas, that is Dance and Eric Hansen and Poor Nick, built for the radio station. It's not holding up with the weather. I was just taking a gander, and if you've been outside at all, you know that it's very, very windy. I think you said there's a wind advisory right now.
Yep.
The roof is blowing off. Like, I mean, I'm not sure if they built it from scratch, but there's definitely some wood on there that they DIY'd, and it has disconnected from the rest of the home. I know they were having a hard time getting birds in there.
Definitely not getting one now.
Fly away, birds. This is not your home. This house is not a home. I can imagine there's quite a draft in there right now. There's nails sticking out. I mean, this is sad.
There will be no birds living in this birdhouse.
I don't know who to call.
For $0 down.
You can infect. The house will not change.
You can in fact keep birds away from
it. It's literally a bird repellent now. I hate to break it to you guys. There ain't no birds ever living in that thing. It's really emotional. I'm so sorry. It's like a safety hazard.
It really is. OSHA.
we're calling for you now.
I mean, the house is just swinging in the roof.
With one OSHA call, you can get rid of this bird.
Somebody's got to put it out of
save a bird's life today.
Seriously.
I'm like, don't do it, guys. It's not worth it. You have so much to live for.
Move on, birds. Just fly south already.
Seriously.
At this rate, don't even bother to move in.
Follow the rest. Go down south.
We want to know, when are you putting up your Christmas decorations? It's not too early to ask.
I'm so sorry to the Halloween lovers. It's not over yet, but there are people in this world like Destiny who literally can't help themselves.
Sorry. Arrest me for a good time.
911. We want to know, like, when do you put them up, though, and what's your reasoning for it, mm-hmm. or how long have you done it for that way? You can call us and tell us at 319-200-1029.
I think I might be in love with 3630. Call me crazy.
Okay.
They texted and they said, I have 8 of them up now. 3 more to go.
Stop it. Okay, see, that makes sense. If you have 11 Christmas trees, you better start yesterday.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I wish I would have put them up this weekend.
I'm surprised that you didn't.
I know. I was busy this weekend, but also I'm getting a cheap Christmas tree from my sister.
Nice.
So she was away from home this weekend. So that's another reasoning why I didn't put it up this weekend. However, or last weekend or whatever, I am going to put it up this weekend. Come Saturday, you bet your butt, I'll be decked out in green and red.
Okay.
Have my little Santa hat on. I'm putting it up this weekend. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's happening.
So you are technically going to be past Halloween.
Yep.
Okay.
I wish it would have been before Halloween if I had it my way. But I'm going to put it up this weekend, and I'm going to put up her tree. It's going to be a rinky-dink tree because I want to try something that it's not the greatest, grandest tree because I have two little animals that I don't know how they're going to react to. We have 4 animals, but 2 of them I do know how they react to a Christmas tree. The other 2, I don't know how they react. Mochi, I think he's going to climb up a bit. So I need to, we're going into Christmas boot camp effective this weekend. That's why we're going early.
Respectfully, cannot wait for this. Because you were telling, you didn't have your cat Mochi last year. Around Christmas time, and you were telling me last week, I think we were chit-chatting about this, you're like, I don't think he's going to pay any mind to it. Boy, do you have another thing coming. Because you talk about that cat loves to get up on counters, on top of the cupboards. Uh-huh. That cat is going to be up in and around that tree, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but I'll just spray him with some water or something. He'll be
they
fine.
Don't care. They do not care.
I'm also worried about Zog, because I think he's going to try to eat the wires and stuff. That's what I'm nervous about.
So you got boot camp this weekend.
Boot camp effective this weekend. Ten hoot. So that's happening.
So what does that mean? You're just going to watch them at around the Christmas tree 24/7?
24/7.
Oh.
And then I want to wrap fake boxes this weekend.
Oh, wow.
To see how they react to that before I wrap legitimate boxes.
Because that cat will unwrap your gifts.
I know. But I don't want him to unwrap a legit one and then neighbor man knows what he's getting. Or like, you know what I'm saying? And then I know what I'm getting before Christmas happens. So that's why I want to do it early. But no matter what, I would have done it early anyways. Because, you know, I think Christmas is the most magical and most romantic time of the year. And I will be subscribing to the Hallmark Channel effective Friday night.
I guess blame it on the animals is what you'll say.
You're either Taylor in this where you're like, come on, it's not even Halloween. Or you're like me, and you're like, bring on Christmas!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if many people fall, like, right in the middle of that.
Nope.
You got an opinion, and we want to know what it is.
We do, and we want to know. When are you putting up your Christmas decorations? Now? Or later?
Or have you already done it? Because I know some of you out there have.
We'd love to hear it. 319-200-1029.
Lisa, what about you?
Hi, we put up our Christmas decorations right after Thanksgiving.
So on Black Friday.
That's right.
Okay, that is a pretty reasonable standard answer. Yeah. Annie, what about you?
Personally, I like to go the day after Thanksgiving or that week if it's super late in the month like it is this year. However, I'm not going to grinch all over people who love to put up their Christmas trees early, but you can't be mad at my Halloween decorations until Christmas.
Oh, I like that. That's very fair.
I try to be fair.
I'm with Annie. You know what? If it makes you happy, you probably spent a good amount of money on your decorations. Mm-hmm. I say put them up whenever you want. I don't know when I'm going to do mine this year because I was trying to think last year. I always pretend like I'm the Grinch. I'm always like, no, let Halloween live. And I still kind of believe that. We're so stinking close. Give it 2 days, please.
No, no.
But I don't think I even made it to Thanksgiving last year because I think it would be different if I hosted my family for Thanksgiving because I would feel a little bit weird about it looking like Christmas up in there during Thanksgiving. But since I don't host it, I think last year I may have done it the weekend before just to like get it up. Cause then once you have Thanksgiving and then you got Black Friday, I'm busy. I'm going to my family. Mm-hmm. I'm going shopping. I'm having a day off of work and I don't want to spend that Christmas decorating. So I feel like I'm probably going to be around that time. But then I was just telling you 5 minutes ago off the air that I want to go buy a Christmas ornaments this weekend.
I know. So I'm like, am I convincing you to do it this weekend? Cause we're talking about thrifting like vintage kind of like gaudy Christmas stuff.
And
am I convincing you right now?
I don't see. That's the problem. I want to shop for it because I love shopping for it. My problem is once I have it in my house.
She wants to put it up.
It's going up.
So you can do it this weekend?
To be determined.
When are you putting up your Christmas decorations? Let us know. 319-200-1029.
Everybody's got their own opinion. Destiny's putting it up this weekend.
I wish I would have put it up last weekend.
Well, we're still asking you, and you can call us at 319-200-1029. Rebecca, what about you?
So we always have a tradition at my mom's house after we all go out there and have our Thanksgiving lunch or Thanksgiving dinner that night, the whole family, while we're all out there, we always start putting up the Christmas tree. So right after Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving after your Thanksgiving meal.
That makes sense because then you're like all together and you don't all have to make the trip over again on a different day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
And I love that you guys are doing it together too. That's really fun.
Exactly. We're adults, you know, but it's just like having the kids, you know, helping you put it up like, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah. I love it.
And, you know, we're busy as adults.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nice. If you're all together, you might as well do it then. Eric, what about you? When do you put up your Christmas decorations?
Not until after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving still deserves to be a holiday, even though nobody thinks of it.
Yeah, but it ain't got fun decorations.
It used to. I grew up, my family used to do like turkeys and the cornucopias and stuff like that over our house, and it's just gone now. So like everybody just disregards that Thanksgiving even exists anymore as a holiday. So I like to give it its due right.
I think that's fair enough. You're right. I never see any like turkeys because if they had some cute turkeys up in Target, I probably would be decorating for Thanksgiving. I'm going to blame TikTok. Nobody posts cute videos of Thanksgiving decor.
You're right. If you had pink little turkeys, I love pink decorations.
Maybe next year. Bree, what about you?
So Christmas decorations go up right after Thanksgiving is over, sometime in the next few days after that. But Christmas lights are a whole other conversation, and those go up just whenever it's nice weather. So often way before Thanksgiving. I was even tempted to do it today, but don't turn them on until after Thanksgiving's over.
You're going to blow over, dude. You go up that ladder today.
I know. It is a little too windy today, but I'm saying sometime on a really nice, super warm day, that's when you hang the lights because you're not going to catch me outside when it's, you know, 20 degrees trying to hang Christmas lights.
That's true. It almost might be too hot today. It's in the 80s.
Dude, I know.
I bet later this week. Mm-hmm. We'll see lots of people doing that. Mm-hmm. What about you? When do you put up your Christmas decorations?
I keep them up all year.
Stop it. You never take them down.
No, I have tattoos of Santa on my arm. Oh. And I keep all of my Santas up all year round. I put my Christmas tree up on Black Friday.
Wow. You are my hero. What is your name?
My name is Cindy.
Oh my God, let's be best friends. Where do you live? I'm moving next door.
I'm in Cedar Rapids.
I love it.
New roomies.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm sure people have their favorite influencers that they watch on Instagram or TikTok, like, I don't know, Alex Earl or Michaela, the girl that does makeup. Mm-hmm. But honestly, none of those people matter. The person you need to be following right now is Duncan.
The coffee?
Mm-hmm.
The donut?
Uh-huh. They are really leveling up recently with their social media. I don't know who's behind it, but boy, do they need a raise. So please send this to their boss if you know who that is. Basically, they have their like Halloween seasonal stuff coming out. So they posted on Instagram a picture of their like spooky spider donut, which is so cute.
One of my favorites to get.
Oh, it's adorable. It has like purple frosting. They put a chocolate munchkin in the like the middle to cover up the hole. And then they frost on little eyes and they do the spider legs. They're so cute. You should go get one. But the caption is what people are talking about, and that is, I've got the long legs. All I need is the daddy. Okay. We're off to a hot start. Then where the real entertainment lies is in the comments. Okay. So there are a lot of other national brands commenting to Duncan on this post. So Duncan commented on their own post and said, Raya won't accept me.
Oh, the celebrity dating app.
Uh-huh. Scrub Daddy, which is like a dish scrubber thing, said, at me next time.
Oh.
I mean, they said they need a daddy, so that works. The Pringles account commented, Mr. P is single, with the side eye emoji, and Duncan replied, out of your league, Mr. P.
Oh, God.
Sassy.
I didn't know the Pringles man was single.
Jimmy John's commented and said, Dunkin' Donuts? Nah, Dunkin' Daddies.
Oh.
And then Duncan replied and said, poetic. JetBlue, which you may know is an airline brand, said, we've got the leg room for those legs.
Oh, my God.
I want to remind you, we're talking about a donut right now. Walgreens commented and said, four plus four equals what? Eight.
Oh, my God, because there's eight legs.
And you ate with this post.
Oh, that's funny.
And any normal person in the comments is like, this is marketing. Whoever's behind this, you are a genius. And Duncan is replying to those people being like, I don't even have a degree.
That's awesome.
Who you are or where you are, but I want to be your friend.
I will stand by this. I love companies like that that will put somebody who doesn't afraid to be sassy or something behind their social media like that. That's one of my favorite things.
Dude, chaos marketing, it works, because you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to go get this freaking spider donut.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I remember, you know, way back in like high school and college, we would totally rate people. You'd be like, oh my God, he's a 10.
Yeah. I feel like you even hear that on like dating shows.
Yeah. You talk to a new person on Tinder and you're like, oh my God, Taylor, I'm talking to this new guy and he's like a total 8.
Uh-huh. There was that trend too of like, he's an 8, but he likes to watch Christmas movies. So he's a 10.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I was getting nervous there, Taylor.
You know.
But I think when we get older, we don't really care to like rate people as much, right? But I happened to watch Ali Wong, one of my favorite comedians. She has a new like stand-up show on Netflix, and she was talking about how she's divorced, and when she was in her 20s, people always wanted to go for the 10s, the people who are 10. But when you're in your 30s and your 40s, you don't really want to go for the 10s anymore. You want to go for people who are a solid 6. And I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, she's not wrong, actually. I'm getting to be in my 30s, and honestly, I could go for a 6. You know, I mean, I've already scored a man.
Yeah.
But, you know, if something were to ever happen, I'll go for a 6.
Uh-huh.
Then I was thinking more about it, and I'm like, wait a minute, am I a 6, though? Does neighbor man consider me a 6, or am I less than a 6? I've never asked him. I've never asked him to rate me.
Yeah.
Might be toxic, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
So I asked him to rate me 1 through 10, 10 being I'm the hottest thing around, right? You know, Beyonce or something. And he rated me a 7.
Ooh, okay.
He said I'm average, which I
got
slightly offended.
Okay.
But you know what? Hey, according to Ali Wong's eyes, that's pretty good numbers.
Yeah, that's above what people our age are looking for.
Right, because Ali Wong said you don't want a 10, but you want like a 6. So I'm a 7. I felt like that was good.
Okay.
So then I texted him because I thought more about it. I said, when you rated me, were you basing it off of appearance or was it also my personality? Yeah, because now we got some things to think about.
Was it overall?
He said, she's a 7, but she's patient, kind, and respected me, so she's a 10.
Oh, God.
You're just trying to win points now.
Okay.
Now it makes me wonder, what would your boyfriend rate you?
Well, if he was smart, he would say a 10. I don't know. I've never asked. I texted him. He didn't answer, which means maybe he hates me. I don't know. I think even if he was like, I don't like the way your right eyebrow looks, I don't think he would tell me that.
Yeah.
I just don't think he has it in him, to be honest. So I guess maybe I'll never know what he really thinks.
Would you rate him a 10 or...
I don't know, because you're asking, did you rate Neighborman?
No, I didn't rate, he never asked me a score, but I would give him a score.
Okay, reveal it now, live on the air. He'll listen back on the podcast.
Yeah, it's fine, because he scored me low, you know what, buddy, you're going to get. No, honestly, I would score him an 8. Okay. And I was already thinking I would score him an 8. I think he's very handsome.
Okay.
However, it depends on what you got going on. If he's wearing sunglasses, oh God, I think he's so hot when he's wearing sunglasses, or his hat backwards, oh, he's a 9. Okay. Or a 10.
Okay.
Those two things, they get me going.
All right. I don't know. I feel like I would say, I wouldn't date somebody if I wasn't attracted to them.
Oh, I'm extremely attracted to him.
And even like...
But like, okay, but... You're not saying like Zac Efron isn't like way hotter?
In a different way. I don't know.
But that's where I'm like, I'm comparing to like Zac Efron.
Hot take. I don't think Zac Efron's that hot.
All love to Troy Bolton, but. Troy Bolton, your boyfriend. Troy Bolton, your boyfriend.
I'm sorry, Troy Bolton.
Go Wildcats.
And also go Wildcats. I had a first happen over the weekend since living with my boyfriend, which is shocking because we've lived together for well over a year. And that is that he had some boys over, some of his guy friends.
Ooh.
And they sat in the basement and they watched Sunday football together. And what I did was I hid upstairs.
Oh, fun.
It was fine because he did ask permission first. He was like, hey, are you cool if I have some guys over to watch some Sunday football? And I was like, you know what? That's fine. As long as you don't expect me to hang out with you guys, go crazy, man. So he did. And my basement was full of men on Sunday bonding over football.
I have a question. So I've never had... a guy have bros over for football.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what to expect.
I didn't either.
But I just saw a TikTok. It was literally like 2 nights ago where this girl was like, date a guy that has bros come over for like football night. I don't know if it's Sunday, Monday, whatever night.
Yeah, any
right?
night.
She was like, date the guy that has bros come over. And I was like, why?
Yeah, what's the secret?
And she said the reason to do that is because the bros bring you like treats and presents. She said that she got like 5 bottles of wine and she got like other presents and stuff. And I was like, dude, I gotta find me like a guy that like, cause Neighborman doesn't watch football at all. And I mean, if he did, maybe, I don't know if he'd have dudes over to watch it. I'm just like, am I missing out? Okay. On getting free presents. Mm-hmm. So did you get free presents?
I'm upset because no, I didn't get any presents.
They didn't bring, the bros didn't bring you anything?
Unless he's hiding them from me. And oh. I guess I maybe wasn't aware. I don't know. I wasn't really home either. Like I used that time to go run errands and get groceries and go to the gym and stuff. Cause I really just wanted to be out of the way, but they didn't get that memo. They didn't even bring snacks over. I don't think.
Oh, poop.
So do I like make it a rule next time?
I believed her. See, cause, I mean, guys, you're not supposed to believe everything you see on the internet, but I totally believed her because like you're going over and it's like a housewarming gift, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to bring something over. I totally believed this girl. I was like, oh my God, I got to tell him to bring the dudes over to watch football so I can get presents out of it. I want free stuff.
Well, so do I.
So I thought maybe you were getting free stuff. Maybe you need to try again and see if you get free things, because I have no idea if this is true or not.
No.
Because my dad also never had bros over to watch football. So I never got to see this growing up.
Dude, I got so skimped. All I got was like a smelly basement and people leaving their lawn chairs in my basement.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
That is actually the theme for tonight's trivia question. You inspired it.
Ooh.
Superstitions? Yeah. You picked the Freaky at 5 song at 5 today, which you picked Superstitious by Stevie Wonder.
Because it's funky, it's groovy, and it's a great way to get into the Halloween spirit.
Uh-huh. And I've got Superstitions as the trivia question theme.
Ooh. Okay. I'm excited. I'm ready.
All because you picked that song at Freaky at 5, which we got another one tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So the question is, our number one superstition is breaking a mirror.
Ooh.
What is number two?
You can text in your guess right now. 319-200-1029.
Our number one superstition is breaking a mirror. What is number two?
I almost just answered you, but that's your job. You can text in your guess. 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on C102.9.
That's the theme for tonight's trivia question. I don't know what I've got so many superstitions.
You're scared.
I'm so scared right now.
Why are you scared?
I don't know. Our number one superstition is breaking a mirror. What's number two?
And you can still text us at 319-200-1029. Andrew from the text line said Friday the 13th is bad luck, which I subscribe to.
Do you really?
I stay home that day. I got nowhere to be.
I don't know if I believe that one. No, knock on wood. I don't even know.
I don't trust it.
I believe in knock on wood, dude. 100%. 7379 said rain on your wedding day is good luck.
Oh, I've heard that one a lot. 100%. I mean, it's whatever. As long as it's not an outdoor wedding, you know,
I'm like,
we spent a lot of money.
I don't want it to happen, but I do want it to happen.
Yeah, I see that. And Hannah from the text line said opening an umbrella inside is bad luck. Oh, my God. My mom hammered this into our heads.
Seriously?
Never open an umbrella inside. She was afraid for our lives. I don't know what would have happened, you know, besides like rainwater getting on our floor. Uh-huh. But yes. So never.
To this day, you still don't do it.
I'm scared.
I kind of want to make you do it. I kind of want to make you do it. Our number one superstition is breaking a mirror. I remember my dad did this. Ooh. And I was like, 10 years of bad luck, father.
Rookie mistake.
Our number one superstition is breaking a mirror. What's number two?
You can still text us at 319-200-1029.
I'm about to make you open an umbrella.
I'm scared. Don't.
I'm about to make you do
Something bad's going to happen.
The question tonight in honor of Halloween, our number one superstition is breaking a mirror. What's number two?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Our number two superstition is walking under a ladder.
I feel like that makes sense.
Do you believe in
like
it?
Like when you think about superstitions, that's the one that comes to my mind. I don't care. Walk wherever you want.
You going under a ladder, dude?
I don't think OSHA would appreciate it, but...
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.